Yes, sir. It's Westside Wednesdays, homie. The G-Lu Show. West Coast Hip Hop. To the tip top. Top shelf shit, homie. OG Lou, Westside Wednesdays, OG Music. Yeah. It's Westside Wednesday, the G-Lu Show. That's a fact, we've been doing this for 4 years straight. Back to back, got rid of my old caddy and got a new lack. Threw away my old flows, went and got a new rap. I was raised in California, but I seen the whole map. Been around the whole world, can't wait to get back. Give a shout out to the Westside, homie, straight moving. From Florence to La Brea, to Pico and Union. From Whittier to Watts, South Los to the beach. To Harlem, California, holla at my Uncle Tweed. Indeed, yeah, we proceed to keep a gangster. No skinny jeans, no Lees, no Wranglers. We only rock Levi's, just like T-Fly. Shout out to the Bay, E40, SPI, CE, I'm the number one G. LEW, so you don't want no trouble, fools. As we take you on this West Side ride, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, we on time. So holla at the homie if you need that fix. The G-Lu Show, we all in the mix like this. Yes, sir. It's Westside Wednesdays, homie. Yep. On the G-Lu Show, Blog Talk Radio, the number one West Coast station across the nation. Brick City Productions, OG Music, G-Lu. Yes, sir. And we rolling like that. Top. 914-803-4001. Holla at me, homie. Yeah.
Yo, it's Freeway Booby, Guardian of California, South of G Lou Show, man. Y'all tuned in and don't miss a beat. Go on. Straight like that.
Fly.
Hey, what up, what up, what up, world? Welcome to the G-Lu Show, Westside Wednesdays, number one West Coast radio station across the nation and the world. Welcome, boys and girls, ladies and gents. I am G-Lu, your maestro for the evening. I'm joined by the lovely and beautiful, my co-host, the best co-host in the world, Miss Queen Jean. What up, Queen?
What's going on, G-Lu? Hello, hello, hello. What's going on?
Okay, it was delay. I didn't hear you at first. Okay. What's up, Queen?
Oh, because I was laughing. It's so good to hear your voice. Welcome back,
right? Wow. It feels good to be heard, and it feels good to be back. Good to hear your voice, too, Queen. Seems like forever,
Thank you. Yeah, it does seem like forever. I'm about to start using the digits so I can just hear that voice. Quit playing, though, right?
Wow. Well, you know, it's always great to be heard. Always great to be heard and always great to be joined in the presence of you, the queen of all queens, Miss Queen Jean. You know, this is what we do,
Thank
Queen.
You,
when having no other way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So what's happening?
What's been going on your
side Wednesday? I've just been chilling. Not too much going on, you know, just laid back, staying in my lane and observing things and staying focused and being grateful for being above the soil, not below the soil, and praying for, you know, the nation. That's it.
That part. Uh-huh. First of all, like I said again, welcome to everybody. Glad to be back. Everything was great. Had a great time. We'll get into that later. We'll talk about everything. But I wanted to jump into this. I've seen you put a poll. You know, you put a bunch of posts, a whole bunch of shit all the time. So some stuff I may miss, some I not. But you put a post today that, you know, about, I guess it had to do with the stimulus thing, right? And just like you said, like priorities, people should have. I know it was just a post. You probably just posted it. But that was like real, like some real shit. You know what I mean? I like that post. And I just wanted to probably speak more on that. And on the after hours show, I'm gonna speak on that, just priorities, and go more into what your post was about. So I'm gonna use that later on, but I'm just letting you know. But I really like that post stuck out to me, because
that's some real shit people got to really look at. You know, what are you doing with your stimulus if you got one? You know, what are you really doing with it? Trying to take care of some shit? What it should be for? Or are you just going to take it and think you balling out? You know what I mean? Or whatever, till next week or whatever the case may be. So, I thought that was a real interesting post you put.
Yeah, because it might be the very last one you get, you know, so you have to be wise with it. You know, it stated pay any overdue bills, rent, utilities, car insurance, stock your pantry, stocking up on non-perishable items, pay off interest debt, credit cards, necessary car maintenance, you know, create emergency savings, invest in some stocks, bonds, anything, just...
Right.
Take some of it and be wise with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just take it and be like, oh, fashion Nova. You
know, right,
I noticed that. I noticed that all these sites they came out with 80% off of everything in the stores. You know, 50% off of everything. You know what I'm saying? Today, it was all these big sales, and they're just going for these people who are getting the stimulus. And if you're one of those people who are materialistic, then you're going to go for it, and you're going to go broke, because $1,400 don't last at all. You know,
that
goes like
that. It's really not nothing. Right. I mean, it's I'm sure it's all, you know, received and you're grateful for it. But like you said, not like that. To just be, you know what I mean? And like you said, you never know when you get it again. I think people are getting comfortable. They think just, okay, now the government giving out money. This, like you said, this may be the last, or this the first or the last. This, something like this will probably happen. You know what I mean? So like you said, it probably this last one as well. This probably be the last one, because it seems like stuff's starting to get back or whatever the case. So, you know, like you said, take this one and, you know, at least do some things with it. Because I know off of that list you named, I know it's everybody out there has at least one thing on that list you named off that they really could do and should do. But, you know, some just won't. They just get it. They're happy they got it in their account and just go to balling that night. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes. That's why I said those. And these stores, they know that. That's why they put up them 80%. I couldn't believe it. Fashion Nova is one of the ladies' sites, and they have all these, you know, clothes that are really overly priced, and they 80% store wide. And I was just like, man, you know, it's just crazy to me. So yeah, I just have to be mindful. With that money, because it might be the last. And just be mindful with your money, period, you know, because the way the world is, anything can happen. Are you prepared? Any kind of way, are you prepared? You know, you just got to start saving.
Exactly.
You know, just putting $5 up a month, you know, into something, shoebox somewhere, you know, just put it away, because it adds up, but, you know.
That's great you said that. I started doing stuff like that recently, just little, like you said, here and there stuff is not major, but you, like you just say, little stuff you could invest in, or some stocks or some of them things, account things, or I could put up just like you just said, $10-$15 here every week or whatever, you throw it in that account, you're not thinking it's just kind of loose money, you know what I mean? But like you said, if you don't bother it and you just leave it there and don't think none of it, that adds up, you know what I mean? So you get you a few different things going on like that. Try to just little stuff here that you throw away probably in a day. You know what I mean? Put that away. Mm-hmm. If it's not an account or your bank, put it up. Or, you know, just do little things to better yourself and get prepared for when things may happen. And, you know, government or nobody ain't there to save you. You know what I mean? Or like she said, take this last check or whatever. If you got a check, you know, $1,400, you know, that's a quick, nice little piece of change to make a few things happen with. Like she said, you know, and I know off that list you named, it's a one or two, three. I know I seen a few, you know what I mean, things on that list. I know I need to do what doing I am going to do. You feel me? So I just, you know, that was cool you put that up there, even though it's just another post, I know, but if people really looked at that, they would have took something from it, you know? Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's why I put it up, because, you know, most of the things that I put up there, the fingers are pointed back at myself as well. You know, if you see where I say marinate on that, or reread it as many times as you have to, then that's, you know, I'm pointing those fingers back at myself. It's either something I've experienced or something that I'm taking heed to, you know, because it's just a beastie world out here, and, you know, and the way people are, you just don't know. So you just, you know, got to be grateful, like I said, being above the soil, not below the soil. And while you're above the soil, you make something great of your own life. You don't do it for anybody else. You do it for you. You know,
right.
Anything small can turn into something big.
So, that part.
Yeah.
That
got
part
my Henny
right
in
here.
My cup. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I know, right?
Hey, we chilling tonight. We going to have fun.
Yeah.
We missed y'all last week, man. It's the G. Lou Show, Westside Wednesday. This show is sponsored by none other than BTP Media Group, the whole crew over there, Jeff Kwan. Don't forget, oh, yeah, Friday we got a guest. You know, we're going to get back to some guests here. We got Friday, we have a guest, legendary Chill Rob G, legendary figure in hip-hop. You know, I know you heard of him. If you haven't, just Google that or Wikipedia, mm-hmm. Chill Rob G, they'll tell you who that is. You know what I'm saying? But he'll be here Friday night for Flashback Fridays. So it's all sponsored by BTP Media Group. Flashback Fridays, Chill Rob G, special guest. 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Check this out. Tomorrow night, I don't care where you at. You know what I mean? Even you're traveling, you're rolling around, make sure you got your radio, your internet's tuned in to 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. We got the East Coast West 2021 showdown with the legendary Tweed Cadillac. And the legendary Spider D, one of the first to do it in hip-hop from Hollis, Queens. They're going to do an old-school battle, oldies, from an East Coast perspective and a West Coast perspective. So don't miss that. I'm going to be right there to be the referee and all this and conduct everything. So make sure you tune in 93.3 FMism. Tomorrow night is going down. 2021 East vs. West Oldies Showdown. Tweed Cadillac,
yeah,
Blog Talk Radio. Also, this it's going to be dope as hell. It's going to be so dope you might be able to smoke it. Also, this show is sponsored by my girl, my sister, Dee Dee Harrison. Shout out to Dee Dee, the number one independent author in the world. Check her out. Follow her, Dee Dee Harrison, IG, Dee Dee Harrison, Facebook, all of that. You dig what I'm saying? Conversations in the Hookah Lounge this Saturday night. All new episode is going down on YouTube. I'm sorry, the G. Lou Show YouTube channel, Dee Dee Harrison, Queen Jean. They got their own show, and they doing it real big. Check them out Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, YouTube. Who else am I missing on our sponsors? I don't know. I guess that's basically
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Our main sponsors, yeah. You know, so yeah.
Okay.
Keep us going. You know, they keep us going. So yeah, we do. We're very grateful to our sponsors.
Yeah, that part. We love y'all. We love y'all. Hey, it's Westside Wednesday, G. Lou Show, 914-803-4001. You want to call in, show some love, show some hate, congratulate, discombobulate, whatever you want to do with here. Westside Wednesday, we'll be right back. All the people got their stimulus check. Fire it up, man.
This song is healing here, man. Y'all look like zombies. What the fuck y'all smoking? Damn, I'm finna go over there, man, give me a brownie or something, man. I can't breathe up in here, man. Y'all on that purple again, huh? I don't know why y'all keep smoking that shit, man. Y'all done scared away the engineers, all these pizza boxes everywhere.
The S is for super and the U is for unique. Super
I'm a marijuana analyst, fucking with the cannabis. Flame from the bit, keep it lit like candlesticks. I roll them long as a pool stick. Only smoke with people that I'm cool with. Can't handle it, better leave the premises. My bitch don't smoke, but in love with the smell of it. Tastes like grapes, so she roll for the hell of it. Make my lungs hurt every time I'm inhaling it. Tweed don't smoke, so the secondhand killing him. But me and Tony Ray still puffin' like Indians. About to spark it up, what it do? When I get low, hit up Ryan, say I'm coming through. Only good purple in my circle. Make a square, bitch, start acting like Urkel. Eyes low, so they know we puff dro. Can't stop, won't stop, hell no.
Man, what happened to all the water, man? Y'all done drank up all the Heinekens, all the Avions. Man, y'all back on that purple shit again. Here we go. God damn.
The S is for super and the U is for unique.
Llama, 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 pippin' like I'm Obama. Is a llama, 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 yeah, that's it.
Damn, I knew I shouldn't have gave Tweed no brownies.
I'm trippin' off the brownie that I ate. I'm higher than a mother, slow-mo in the place. I'm seeing hella stars and all kind of things. Y'all fools over there looking at me strange.
I think I need a little Perrier. Calm down, I feel like I'm floating out in space. And tell me why the booth's so dark. Turn up the lights, I thought I saw the mic spark. I know it's your age and cheers. That's the last time y'all ever seen you again. Y'all laughing, all clowning on the pimp. It's all good though, super chronic is a shit.
Man, them brownies is like hell of a good, man. Man,
chronic.
Even the potato chips, man, what the fuck? I ain't never had nothing like that before.
Super chronic.
Man, that's just like super duper, man. I love that.
The S is for super and the U is for unique.
Super chronic. Man, don't a day go by where y'all don't get high. Smoke weed every day.
Okay, we were talking about the Bloods and the Crips. They have a peace treaty going on. I think I was listening to a rap of yours the other day. Can you bust a little freestyle for me right now?
A little freestyle?
No, well, a little of the rap that you have.
Real slow so they understand. It's under the rod, I can't keep quiet. I see the Chris and Blood straight kicking the hoopers and grape and pivotal courts and rolling that 60s in the niggas. I see it in the jug of the Harlem, East Coast, Paper, Schoolyard, Marvin, Venice, Shoreline, Kid Gang, and Denver, Lazy, South 2 straight mob. Even the niggas that shot from Compton, Southside, Palmer, Ashton Town, Luther's Park, Pyru, and Ashton's Park with red and blue bandanas. Even the niggas from Nutty Block is glugging the cops, go through the Jordan Dazzle Swamps, Ingwa Family, Bloodstone Villains, and niggas from Fruitan. Underground Crimson Shotguns, Kitchen, Crimson, VNG, Broadway Gangster, Avalanche Gangster, and even Westside rolling 40s. Walking for Trey Gangster, kicking it with the 9-0s. Chris Shaw, my skin ain't Trey Gangster with some bitches from the Pueblo. Come on, let's trick my 7 to Pasadena's Denver Lane. The niggas are something to warning and even Long Beach insane. Man, she Mafia, Inglewood Village, and Altadena Block. Kelly Park, Raymond Avenue, Chris Lime Hood. Them niggas are shot from Treetop. West Boulevard, and Mansfield Front Hood, Elm and Mona Park. 100,000 of toys, Christian Blood. You getting it down at South Park. You know what I'm saying? We all together. Ain't nothing but a truce for the 9 Deuce and after 9 Trey. So what they got to say? I got a P-A-K all day. You know what I'm saying? All day. And I don't stand for Pyru. I let them know that's that for the police. Kilo. Not full off Miller. Hey, ballers.
What's happening, beautiful people? This is Queen Jean. I wanted to say thank you for supporting our show, our YouTube channel, and our podcast, our Westside Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and, of course, our OG Sunday number one rated Fabulous Lowrider OG show. Keep taking that ride with us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I forgot. With that being said, let me bring Queen Jean back in and introduce her son. We ain't debuted it on this show. We'll debut his new single. Tell him about your son's new single, Queen. Queen Jean. Okay, well, I don't know what happened to Queen, but this is Queen. I want to introduce her son. Got a new project out there. This is new single. Okay, okay.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what,
right.
What I do is that I put myself on mute because,
right.
Anyway, the background noise,
warn you.
I put myself on mute.
I didn't warn
no,
you.
No, I muted myself. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. My son has a new single out. He's a upcoming artist, underground artist, Bandana Davies, D-A-V-I-Z. He has a
Chico
few cuts. Chico Slim, exactly. He's streaming on all platforms, and the one he just put up last night is called Yourself. But he also have one that's called Gas Break, Dip on That Hole. That's one of my favorites. But the one that he put up last night, Yourself, that's a pretty deep
okay.
one. It kind of got me emotional when I listened to it today. I was like, oh, okay. So
okay, I ain't heard that one yet. Happy
yeah,
to check that one out.
Yeah, he just put that one up last night, but... Gas Break, Dip on That Hole. That's one of my favorite out the five that he has out now. He started out with two, so now he has three more on there. So, you know, check him out. He's streaming on all platforms. Give the brother a try. You know, he has his own unique style. He's real different. Some people say it's sound Bay Area-ish, and but check him out and make your own opinion of it. Thank you, G. Lou.
All right. You're welcome, Queen. This is the homie Chico Slim, Bandana Davies. Probably you can find him under Davies with an I-Z, not D-S. I-S, I mean. So Bandana Davies or Chico Slim. This is new single right here, Gas Break. Dip on that hoe.
Gas Break, need to go ahead and stove. About to fuck with these bitches. Bitch, feeling real naked. I forgot my pistol. She was talking money. I had to get it. Get sending all these hoes like I live with no limits. Don't let they know what my little bitch loving my game. Gang, talking to you, hoe. You know I ain't lame. Talking that shit, bitch, and spitting that yah. Yah, taking that money, homie, and stacking that guap. Real beef with the ism. I don't stay in one spot. Rolled up to the track about 6 o'clock. Broke on you twice, plus 3 more times. Got 20 up the track from my ultimate prime. Little badass chick, little shoes and booties. I don't hold no hands, I took them out to the movies. But when you done with the hoe, bring her back to a bitch. Cause I'm taking her cash without giving her dick. I'm gas, break, sip on that hoe. If she gas, break, sip on that hoe. Tell her, if she gas, break, sip on that hoe. Then gas, break, sip on that hoe. Then gas, break, sip on that hoe. If she gas, break, sip on that hoe. I press the gas, no brakes. Every place in California is not safe.
Where you from?
Smashed off, then I dipped on that hoe.
On the hoe.
Graduated from the corner to a stove.
To the stove.
Started with an ace, then I seen the growth.
To the growth.
Brought an 83 cutters with the folks.
With the folks.
We was raised on pimping and selling dope.
Selling dope.
Played by the rules and stuck to the code.
To the code.
So bitch, can you buy that?
Huh?
I'm a universal king. I know you can't try that.
Try that.
Count my eddies up and hops in the whip. It's not about who you are, but who a nigga with.
What?
Who, what? That's how we talk on the coast.
West coast.
Now that I meet the little homie got smoke.
Bah.
Now that I do, you know we long straight to go. Run up on this car and put the phone on the smoke. If you gon' gas break, then sip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, sip on that hoe.
Tell them up.
If you gon' gas break, then sip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, sip on that hoe.
Tell them up.
If you gon' gas break, then sip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, sip on that hoe.
Tell them up.
If you gon' gas break, then sip on that hoe. Then gas break, dip on that hoe.
Go, go,
gas break. Dick talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break. Dick talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. On that bitch, I move like Nino. Cancel her quick, then bust a bag off a kilo. Oh, you must be smoking primo. Thinking I'ma give you a ultra for that coochie or some deep throat. You tripping? Don't bring me that neck. I need it all, won't go things in some baguette. Fuck what you think, bring your face in a fat check. Surrounded by pins and them packs, I'm in that section. Niggas running rough like, buddy is not next. You niggas none and none, gas break, dip boy, do not flex. Put you in the blender, spin your mind, you are not fat. Fucking with them niggas, gas break, dip from them projects. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat.
Ducks when it's whack MC season. G's turn widows committing that high treason.
waiting on that real shit. Don't say no more because this is it.
About LA culture. LA hip hop is so different. I mean, it's so like diverse. There's so many different styles of LA hip hop. I think that the main draw that you can hear immediately and know it's West Coast is the music. Out here, it's like funk inspired. It's like 70s skating ring inspired at times. You know what I'm saying? It's like Roger and Zap inspired. It's like, you know, house party era inspired the production in like West Coast ghetto rap music, you know what I'm saying? We in the Crenshaw District on the west side, basically on Bryanhurst and 63rd Street. This particular block right here, especially this building, we used to hang out at real thick growing up. This is one of the buildings we used to hustle on. Music-wise, you know, Battle Cat from over here. You know, he probably one of the biggest names that come from over here. You know, Corrupt, when he came from Philly, ended up coming to this community and being embraced and really showing love and building a bridge over here also. So this is like Corrupt LA home as well. So just everything that growing up in LA was about influenced my music. It's an LA story, you know what I mean? So I really wanted my music to be an honest, proper representation of this community and this culture, you know what I mean? So it definitely played a big part in the brewing part of my creativity. I think Compton got a unique culture also. You know, kind of like Crenshaw got a unique, it's different. It's different over there. They got their own style, they got their own thing. It's authentic, it's West Coast, and it's specific. So, you know, it's culture. And I think that the world is curious about those type of things. You know what I mean? Those type of places. And I think that's what we're looking at now, what's coming from Compton. And then just the West Coast in general. You like excited because what the West Coast already did in the generation before us, you know what I mean? Compton got such a legacy of hip-hop. Right now, you know, YG, Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? You know, obviously N.W.A., obviously Game, obviously Dr. Dre. Long Beach is south, all the way south. So Long Beach is literally the beach. You know, Snoop, obviously from Long Beach, but then Nate Dogg, Warren G, all the 213, Trey D, the east side is Goldie Lope. You know what I mean? The LBC crew. You know what I mean? It's a ton of people. If I leave you out, man, don't take it personal, but it's a ton of dope artists from Long Beach. East LA, you know, is definitely predominantly Mexican and then Latino area. You know what I mean? And it's a certain style of hip hop that come from that community. You know what I mean? It's come from that culture over there. To the south, you're just going into what they call, like, you know, South Central LA, just like different sets. So you'll be going out of, like, the 60s and into the Brims and then into the Hoovers, where, you know, it's people from over there that done music. Obviously, Schoolboy Q. So, BG Fredico, he from Broadway. You know, he recently dropped a new project. You know what I mean? He doing his thing. He got a store over there also. He got a brand and a movement called So Way Out from Broadway. My role is to be me and be true to myself first and foremost. And doing that, the past 6-7 years I've been in the game, we represent a hustler. I think we represent inspiration. I think we represent, you know, staying down. I think we represent pulling yourself from the bootstraps. I think we represent one of the main core principles of hip-hop, you know, and my brand being Nip Hustle, being the marathon, being, you know, Crenshaw. And I think it inspired the young people that it's not connected to the resources, but they see that a Nip Hustle was able to find a lane and thrive to a degree and be able to build, you know what I mean? So I think that's what it represents.
Yo, they leaked a verse. We playing chess, not checkers. Now it's time to do a real big for the world to hear.
Death leaves a heartache no one can heal, but love leaves a memory that no one can steal.
You made the world proud, you know? Look at this shit, bro.
I'm in the forest, but I ain't relaxing. Been to war as a famous rapper. Make meals and I pay my taxes. And I wiped up my favorite actress. And take pictures on vacation with the lengthy caption. Couple pies that came from Gladys. I'm surprised I escaped the madness. I grew up under Tiny Cobby, Baby Spike. It was savage. Can't believe I carry fast casket. Look, I'm in my feelings, but it ain't compassion. Six shops and I ain't relaxing. I got mouths to feed and they expect a sandwich. Up and downs and I respect the balance. Shit real, but I accept the challenge. Shot it out in broad day and never check for cameras. Talk reckless on these phones just to check his cabbage. Game burnt, just forever scaling. Gotta have it how I grew up, caught slipping, it was never passing.
Inspire or be inspired, I think, is what creates movements, you know?
What it do, John Boy?
Westside Wicked. We out here grinding, we don't like to work. We got work, but we ain't gonna let work work us. So we push work on the block, like this. When our stomach gets to grumbling and the rent's past due, we grinding, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams, gotta chase our dreams. We about to catch our dreams.
The world fights hard, so I face it, no backing up. No time for sleep, so I got a dream standing up. Out here on this block, rain, sleet, hail, snow. And I got what you need, hair on, green or blow. Big faces, face to face, got my money looking gay. True religion on my feet, got my path looking straight. No question in my mind, dopeness what I create. And when I'm cooking on that stove, all my crack is gourmet. Hey, it may weather, but I'm Floyd with the money. Smart with my phone, Android for you dummy. Only in the trap when I'm picking up my money. Only see my strap if you steal something from me. Only see me fly cause I never be bummy. And the condom's the only thing between me and your honey. Rest in peace, Silky Slim. Your death got me hungry, watch your little homie eat. I know you watch it from above me. When I'm stomach just a grumbling and the rinse pants do. We grinding, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams, gotta chase our dreams. Chase. We about to catch.
I got a me against the world, Tupac mentality. Death around the corner, cuz, and everybody mad at me. Money running low, I need a check from reality. Recession in the streets, make it hard to make a salary. But I'm a dream chaser, so I gotta chase my dreams. No excuses for my struggles, so I gotta make the green. 24 hours in a day ain't enough for me. So I hustle overtime to make the paper come to me. Always been a leader, so money follows reluctantly. But lately it's been trickery, misery loves company. So now I gotta hustle harder, pray even harder. Stress been eating me since recently, I just lost my father. Never pay attention to dummies, just work smarter. So if I die chasing the money, I'll be a martyr. Rest in peace to all of the homies that lost a life of doing time. G doing wicked salute and stay grinding.
When our stomach gets to grumbling and the rent pass through, we grinding, we grinding. When it's raining outside and the lights go wild, we grinding, we grinding. Gotta chase our dreams, gotta chase our dreams. We about to catch our dreams.
What to do, Lo?
Y'all motherfuckers stay tuned, man. G Lou Show. 5-1 Buffalo, Fetty Chico, shit, G Lou!
G Lou! Yeah, G Lou Show. You know who it is. It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby. Cartel.
The Paddy Rocket Player. We got like that, man. G Lou, the president. Yeah.
The G Lou Show, nigga.
MC. Coming from the underground, taking it to the street, G. Ballin' in LA, about to rock the USA. From the fly dope mix, suckers can't cope with it. Straight Mac, laid back on the dope track. Pin out, turn the suckers out. Talking about clout, once again, PBC is in the house. Got the big check, slapping slide, busting neck. If you think I'm bluffing, try to put me to the test. Tuttle to the lacing when I'm getting my set on. A class act, what's really going on? I'm so smooth, ladies call me Silky. Staying so cool, they should call me Chili. When I rock a groove, no one gets near me. How you figure, nigga, don't be silly, I'm out.
For the grip, I got to do this. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a true steel, true through this. My shit is strong for suckers riding, now another's on it. The weight on my shoulders, face a fake a fool, not don't it. My knees ain't buckling, I'm rolling, flying a pimp lane. Positive image, making progress, flick the mind game. Can I just inhale, clear the fog, extend the range. This too is easily done, and you can keep your name. Recognize the rise and keep your attention. Respecting your ignorance, neglecting your bitching. Got to let off, but the one for the brain matter. With 16 in the grip, and my pockets get fatter. My mind's my trap, my caps look explosive. I'm dropped in a pot for the suckers, too slow to live. Giving something back with my Mac is risky business. I'm pin out since I'm ruthless giant. I'm with it.
DJ Quick, and you listen to my homeboy Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 FM Izzo. Low rider music, all the shit that your parents used to fuck to.
Tony C, a T-Ray extravaganza. Wild One Studio, a musical rendezvous.
Yes, sir. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Tweed Cadillac is going down. The showdown, East West showdown. Spider D, Tweed Cadillac. I'll be the referee. I'll be there, so make sure you're there too. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 93.3 Tweed FM ism. This guy right here is going to be there. It's going down.
It's a brand new thing, a going around, it's a thing to do, a when it's time to get down. This is Spider D, a rocking with the crew, making everybody dance. It's what we're gonna do, but not any old dance. We're gonna do the smurf, a rocking everybody on this here earth. So just get about the sweat, forget about the cares. If you wanna do the smurf, can't be in the chair, cause to do it right, you got to get loose. If you listen to my voice, tell you what we're gonna do. Just bend your knees, girl, to add a little beat. You bop it to the rhythm with the greatest of ease. Then you work your shoulders up and down, or back and forth, and all around. And if you're feeling footloose and fancy free, or take a step back and forth, or shuffle your feet, or put it all together, and you're doing the smirk, the hottest new dance in the universe. So yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. Let's smirk it up, you see it's time to rock. So yes, yes, y'all, you don't quit. If you were looking for a party, this is it.
Said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, so then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and on set became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside, gap the lack. The show would go off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs, and years and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead, and you suck at MC. Take that and move back, check your heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in the keyboard stand, and rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance, fly like a dove, pick up them up above, I'm rocking on the mic, call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and I like it to feel, and written right on the side, and read best to kill, so if you see me cruising girls, just move a step aside. First come, first serve basis, cooling out, girl, take you to death place. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MCs, this ain't right, because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife, you're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife, you're hanging on the ass, you're dealing with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, my man Larry Lamb, my name's DJ Run, we do it in the place with the highs and the bass, I'm rapping to the rhythm, want to watch it go.
God bless all listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Luke Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at.
Yeah, this is KB. This your favorite East Side nigga. We are on West Side Wednesday with your homie G-Lo, and this was and this is the East Side Edition. Just like that, moving.
Now here we go. Y'all gotta play this.
Why?
Cause the others are so scared to say this. Now tell me, what am I supposed to do about a sucker like you who ain't never paid dues? Slapper, hip have her. You're getting whacker. Your girl better step forward, yeah, just might jack her. Smack her like a gangster, but I don't bang a gang suckers like you. For things go change, you don't deserve it. Hell no, so take it off of your neck. Goddamn, you ain't coming correct. What's this? A sucker duck holding a mic. Like Keith Sweat said, something just ain't right. Seems nowadays everybody wanna be a rapper. Down with crews, but they ain't never paid dues. Suckers, perpetrate, playing hardcore punk. I bet you worked at a flower store. You know what eats me up the most? Is when a sucker just started and thinks he's hot post. You ain't paying and doing your life. Talking about a new style. You know what you sound like? KRS, Chuck D, Kumo S1. Yelling on the mic like your name is Run. Use a peon when I bought a pair of leaves. Now all of a sudden you supposed to be an MC. Yo, that's whack. It just ain't right. You only stood on one stage in your whole damn life. Now you want respect. Hey yo, you's a fool. Everybody wanna rap, but they ain't paid dues. Remember way, way back in the day, the times me and Latin dreamed of getting paid. Standing outside just pulling a jack to earn a little money to drop a dope track. Back in the days, I drove a raggedy dive. Couldn't afford a studio, so we used a garage. Aladdin used to grab a gang of disco break. One turntable and a broken 808. My little brother Toons and Frank, they hung around all night to make sure that the demo was tight. Didn't have an engineer, if you know what I mean. Aladdin did it all at the age of 16. Gifted, uplifted, I was Master Mac. Fuckers had me playing the back, but thanks to IT, I got my foot in the door. Now I'm a rocker mother, still it ain't no more. We pay dues. I knew a brother who used to dress just like a faggot. Real tight jeans, some boots, and leather jackets. Homie as hell, he never came outside. Cause every time I came around, he used to run and hide. Spoiled like a brat, had everything he wanted. And when he walked, he switched like a woman. Rode a pink bike, man, the sucker was soft. Had to be in before the street lights came on. Yo, just the other day, I turned the radio on. The Magic Sack kicked on a brand new song. I didn't know what it was, I never heard it before. But the record was smooth and hardcore. I said to myself, hey yo, I gotta see this group. So I called up Aladdin and the rest of the crew. Grabbed the nine with the hollow point tip. Stepped in a party with the gangster left. Took a look at the stage and yo, what do you know? The same old faggot from a long time ago. From real tight jeans and a go-go boot. What up? He went to penitence in a khaki suit. Now tell me, ain't this a blip? Somebody need to slap the perpetrator in the lip. Yesterday he was a mama boy, now he's rapping. Fooling the crowd because he got you all clapping and tapping. An example what I'm trying to prove. A sucker like this who ain't never paid dues. To those who wanna rap, I'm pertaining to you. Before you pick up a mic, you gotta pay dues.
Let the story be told, that's the way it is. You got to pay your dues. Low profile, definitely pay the dues. WC, DJ Aladdin, Frank, my little brother DJ Crazy too. Jesse D, we in there, everybody pay their dues. Abracadabra, DJ Aladdin, we out of here.
Aladdin is a legend. Aladdin, I'm glad you're still here, you know, able to get your flowers. Man, I'm glad we were able to, you know, have you on here. It's definitely an honor. I've been hyped like the last 2 weeks, bro. You know what I mean? It's like this was definitely a classic episode, man, and just an honor to have you here, man, because I really respect
you. Hey, it was a pleasure, man. I really appreciate it, man, and I thank you, bro. I mean, I really had a great time, man. I enjoyed myself, man. Then especially because all the people you brought on, that's all family, man.
Right,
that's all family, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was a pleasure, man.
Shout out to my boy Jeff Warren. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, much love. Much love.
Again, I really appreciate it. Hey, Queen, anything you want to say to Aladdin? Because I know Queen has some.
I want to say what's up and much respect to the Queen. And I appreciate her for even, you know what I'm saying, promoting me and having me on the show, too. Because I was seeing the little promotions, you know what I'm saying? And that Facebook had it pumped up.
Queen G.
I want to say thank you, Queen. Good looking out.
You're welcome. You're welcome, homie. You my homeboy. You know, when you said 133rd and Slater, I was like 134th. And when you said, I said a Joe's Liquor, and you said the record shop, I said Bill's Market. That's like front of you. You were a little.
That's all it. All day long. Yeah, that's it. Mom,
then you got
real.
The pocket.
And
then when you said.
Yeah, pocket. And you got the AZ. You know, so you know, I knew her. Man, my boy was DJ over there, off North. You know what I'm saying? Big Bay. I used to go to his party. You know what I'm saying? Who got the magic fingers burger spot right there on the Gondo in Spence.
Yes. And the Freeman Fish House and the candy store right there across from Willow Grove. But yeah, you my homeboy, so.
Yes, all love. Mom, it's all love.
Blessings to your prosperity. Keep it rocking. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. It's a pleasure. I just love to hear the greatness that comes from Compton, you know, because they try to give Compton this bad rap. So I love to hear
Compton got the legends. We got the legends. And
Compton
we still build it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just spreading the love all over, though.
What's up? This your boy Black Seer, that RBL Posse, and you're tuned in to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesday.
You know what your problem is, don't you?
Oh, so suddenly I got a problem.
Oh, yeah, you got a problem.
What's my problem?
You make bad choices, man.
G-Lou.
You don't know how to pick up.
Live on G Lou Show. I want to talk to my ladies right quick. If I can do that. Yeah. Let's go.
Why you always so mad? You must ain't got no man because you don't never smile. Do me.
What do you want from me?
Think like something.
Shit.
Like start with your phone number.
Slow love, but my heart's beating fast for ya. On my key sweat shit, trying to make it last for ya. I need a lady in my life, like Mike said. Someone I could call late night when the light's red. You get it? I need that special kind of love, lady. Someone I could deal with, cause shit been getting real lately. I ain't never been the type to play the field, baby. All I ever wanted in my life was a real lady. Slow it down, G, so they can understand this. Read between the lines, find out what the plan is. I'm trying to change, looking at my life different. Till I start smoking and my mind goes a tripping. Never knew love till love called me slipping. Now I know the difference from macking and pimping. This life I'm living in got me feeling limited. I'm rolling in the fast lane and don't know where the exit is.
Let's cut the bullshit, okay? Now what do you really, really want from me? You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a minute, baby.
This is my testament, baby, let me confess it. I never knew love in my life, only these lessons. I'm trying to turn these tragedies possibly into some blessings. But I need you on my side to guide me through all the extras. Baby, this is special, this love is a different texture. So maybe you can try it on and wear it when I sex you. Better yet, I text you and tell you just how I feel. It's that baby face love, yeah, that real whip appeal. We'll be right back.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Snake Puppy from the old school LA Dream Team, and we in the house. Thanks for tuning in to G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM. Ism.
It's your man, Mr. Cheeks. I want to give a shout-out to the G-Lou Show. It's going down. Southside Jamaica, Queens, all the way out to the goddamn West Coast. Get it, baby. Let's do it.
West Side Wednesdays with my partner D-Lou, Red and Blue, keeping it true, Black Fist in the Air. This is my partner right here. Y'all tune in to him every Wednesday for whatever he got going on, special guests, good music, unreleased music, or previously released music. G-Lou, West Side Wednesday. Yes, sir.
That part. Shout out to my boy Red Rum, man. I ain't hollered at Red Rum in a minute. That's my boy. Got to get him back on here. Before we continue again, I want to shout out our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM tomorrow night. You know it's going down. Spider D Tweed, East vs. West, Oldie Showdown. I'll be the referee, so make sure you tune in. Call in if you can. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, Blog Talk Radio, Tweed Cadillac. Man, follow him as well, Tweed Cadillac. On IG, get all the info as well. You dig? And Friday as well, we got a new show, Flashback Fridays. The homie Chill Rob G, the legend, will be in the building with me and the Queen. So make sure you tune into that as well. And Saturday, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge going down in a real way. OG Sunday's back this Sunday with all new episodes as well. Shout out to Flossie B, Hank Norman, the Long Beach crew. And that's what we do. Queen Jean, do we have any announcements tonight? Anything? We need to spill.
No, what I wanted to say is that asking everybody to keep Kevin Slow Jam and James in prayer. He seems to be getting better, but, you know, let's keep him in prayer because I'm sure everybody is familiar with Kevin Slow Jam and James. He got a long road of recovery, so let's just keep him in prayer and also rest in peace to Reg from Troop. You know, keep his family in prayer as well.
Yeah, man, he was young, too.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, we're losing a lot of
them.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's just keep Kevin Slow Jam Dance in prayer, and prayers out to everybody whose family is going through the COVID, grieving, illnesses. You know, the G Lou squad, we send our prayers out to everybody that's going through that.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's kind of sad when I heard about Kevin Slow Jam and James. And you know, when you read about it, they say he's been better. He has to learn how to do everything all over again. You know, so I don't know what the particulars are, what happened, but
yeah, that's a long road to travel, man. Prayers up to him, man, because it was such a blessing, you know, that we got him, you know, right before that happened. He was on our show and blessed us.
Yeah.
That was definitely a blessing, man, and never be forgotten because, you know, Kevin is the legend, man. He inspired us, all of us that do this, to do what we do. So shout out to him and speedy recovery, man. We love you, big dog. Stay strong for sure. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Javier's daughter. They went to San Diego Zoo today.
Oh,
so
yeah.
To celebrate his daughter's birthday. I was watching his show last night, so that's how I know it's her birthday.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shout out to my boy Javier. Incredible Javier. Go follow him on YouTube, man. He has an incredible platform. What he does over there, great dude, man. So shout out to Javier. That's my boy. El Monte. Yep.
Yeah, real cool, dude. But that's about it, then. You know, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge Saturday will be with Risque Accessories will be there. She's the CEO of Risque Accessories. She customized everything. So tune in on Saturday.
That's the shirt lady that looks up the shirts and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
okay.
The one we collaborated with.
That's family.
Yes. That's family.
Good.
She'll be there on Saturday. So just check it out. We'll have a way of showing everything that she does, but everything is custom. You know, she customizes everything. So tune in, East Coast, 10 o'clock, West Coast, 7 o'clock, the G Lou Show YouTube page. We'll be streaming live from there. And that's basically it for now. And I also want to give a shout out for nephew Michael. He sings the song Jesus Is Real. He lost his grandmother, and we got to pray for him just because he's taking this really, really hard. So let's keep him in prayer as well. That's basically it. Yeah.
Hey, Queen, what's your thoughts on this? Let me ask you this, though, because, you know, we've been talking about the COVID thing. I don't know if I'm getting too political or whatever. What's your thoughts on the vaccine thing?
Well, you know, I'm kind of up in the air in between with it. At first, I was totally against it, but now I don't know as of yet. Everyone that I know that has taken it, they haven't had any repercussions. Nothing bad has happened. My brother just had his second shot done, and I have a lot of associates that have had the vaccine and no problems. So I don't, you know, I'm on the fence. So I'm still just marinating on it with the vaccine. I'm not listening to the naysayers about, you know, this or that or that or this, because I got to, you know, I got to make up my own mind. I can't let anybody else's judgment cloud mine of what I think I'm able to do, you know. What is your take on it?
I mean, I just asked you because I knew, like you said, I knew you was questionable about it, but I knew also you've been preaching about the COVID and everything, like pro-life, you know, getting this together. So I just wanted your take, where you, how you felt about taking it, you know what I mean? So as well on top of that, you know what I mean? So that's the only reason I asked, and it's been a kind of a subject. Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted your take on that. I mean, you know how I feel. I'm not going to sit up here and I haven't taken it, and I don't even know, like, people ask me, my mom, she be asking me all the time, well, because she took it, of course, you know, and her second one, and, you know, people, so she's like, well, don't you, you know, so my thing is just, I'm not no pro, I'm like here nor there, I'm not going to say this, and I've heard all the stuff, of course, but I'm not going to say that's just my reason for not doing it or doing it. You know, I don't know. I would just say my take on it, why I haven't taken it and don't feel, because it's just been me personally, even before the COVID stuff, even like the flu shots. I kind of stopped doing that a couple of years ago because, you know, it just, I don't know, the reaction, like to me, I would get the flu shot, then I would get sick right after I got a flu shot. I hadn't even been sick, you know, so that was just kind of things like that bothered me. And then, like, I've been pretty healthy recently and taking care of myself, so I've been just healthy. I ain't even been sick or cold or none of that in a couple years. I would say a couple years, really, honestly. So it's like, I'm just going to keep on trucking with my healthiness. You know, if something turns around, like say if I'd already been sick or had COVID or whatever the case, I probably would have did it, you know. But I'm just on that tip with it because I just felt I've been doing pretty good on my health anyway, so I'm going to keep on doing that. You know what I mean? But, you know, if anything changes or I feel the need, I have to do it. That'll be something different. So that's only my take on it. It'll have nothing to do with, you know, all the whatever. You know what I mean?
The conspiracies. But, I've never, ever taken a flu shot. I have never, ever taken the flu shot.
Okay.
I never had allergies until I moved out here to Charlotte. I've never suffered with that. And yesterday I was really suffering with them. And I was like, I don't like this shit. I can't stand. I don't like being sick. I don't like my head feeling congested.
Right.
And I don't, you know, I've never, like I said, I never had the flu shot. So I'm just marinating on it. I don't know what I'm going to do as of yet. I'm not going to say, I'm running as soon as it's available. I'm just marinating on it. And speaking of COVID, we also got to keep OG Steve in prayer because he has gotten COVID.
So
he's been at home
that.
Quarantining with that too. And if you see OG Steve on his post, when he's out and about, he always has his mask on. So it's like, you know, you have people who would have their mask on and sanitizing, but they still somehow get it. So I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand it. And then they're saying that if two people in the house get the vaccine, then they can be together. But if you got the other people in the house who don't get the vaccine, then it's kind of like you can't be around them. I was like, what kind of this? That's why I said I'm just marinating on it, because it's so much that you're hearing from the media, not
right.
people, but, you know, the media. So I don't know. So, yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I hear you. It's something. That's a subject there,
it.
You know. Yeah, everybody
yeah.
got to marinate it. You know, do it for your own reasons, whether you do or you don't. You know what I mean? Do it for your own reasons. Don't be swayed or but, you know, do it for your own reasons. And if you feel you need to, you know, do that. You know, it'll become a time anyway. Maybe it'll be, no, I don't know, because this is something so new. It's not like it's just normal, you know. But like she said, even the flu shot she doesn't do, I don't do. So I'm not so same mm-hmm. with a vaccine shot. I don't feel I need to do that. But like I say, if the circumstances were different, you know, I would, you know, maybe. So that's all my take on it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody stay healthy, stay safe regardless of a vaccine. Stay safe, you know, protected and all of that. You know, put a hat on your face as well as you do all your other parts. You know what I'm saying? So just protect yourself at all times. You did. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Yeah, keep wearing that mask, though, you know. Because,
right.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Keep that on all parts.
That part. We'll be right back.
To whom are concerned, don't take me vain. I plow the hard road for people like Lil Wayne. I put it all in place to have it taken away and live in ridicule and grief, dismay. Before my face got stubble, my house burned to rubble. The party that I planned for the world got me in trouble. Journalists asked what I did with my money, I gave it to the needy. Not that greedy, I'm quick. I do it like I wanted something like the south of France. I wanna hear the thunder. Now open up the ceiling, ask the valet, pull the roof off. I wanna feel the feeling. So let the raindrops kiss me on my angelic face. I'm such a sport, had to act a turtle, was it a race? And now I yield for the snail's pace. Cross town traffic in the haze, I love this place. I'm up and I'm at it, I guess I'm just a musical addict. I like it when my life's automatic, I'm summoning magic. I gotta avoid it when it's tragic, so call me when you need a new gadget. I'm pumping the dragon, it's fried chicken back of the wagon. Mercedes, Lamborghini, we dragging. On the interstate, 15 to Vegas. We drunkin', we niggas, yeah, they pay us. Straight to the point where I pop my trunk. But why me? Go to prison and send heaven to punk. I was the star of the show, but that turns your friends against you. Hence to never have another opportunity since you. Salon shop talk nowadays is jaded. They ask 1,000 questions while I'm getting my hair braided. Staring at me funny, counting $1 bills. Greed is a sin, but ignorance kills. And LA can be a very cold place at times. A lot of different drugs, no universal mind. On the same page, but a lot of different books. I swear that this could be as fun as it looks. Cause when you ride them right, you get the fun in the sun. But if you stab the horse, you're infamous. Got one and you're done. On the surface it's calm, the naked eye cannot see it. But the undercurrent's there, there's still a body if needed. So be it. I'm up and I'm at it, I guess I'm just a musical addict. I like it when my life's automatic, I'm summoning magic. I gotta avoid it when it's tragic, so call me when you need a new gadget. I'm pumping the dragon, it's fried chicken back of the wagon. Mercedes, Lamborghini, we dragging. On the interstate, 15 to Vegas. We drunk and we niggas, huh? They pay us. Players. Tears filling up with all of my friends. Emotions I can't show them, I'm just keeping it in. Got a lot of living to do, avoiding the laws of the land. The Grim Reaper got the scythe in his hand. So it's party on the stage while playing everything. Scratch the record, throw my hands up, make everybody sing. Still the one man band, still a hip hop fan. A producer from on street, but with a mic and a band. I'm not as passionate about it, but I hit now and then. Not naive to the envy that fills the hearts of men. I'm a G from the streets, but I need a new letter. One that announces my power and describes me better. I'm a Q from the composition writer. I see it all in highlighter. From the perspective of a fighter. So Drake, I owe you a line. And Diddy, you too. Canada, New York, get Compton, let's get a brew, bruh. Up and I'm at it, I guess I'm just a musical addict. I like it when my life's automatic, I'm summoning magic. I gotta avoid it when it's tragic, so call me when you need a new gadget. I'm pumping the dragon, it's fried chicken back of the wagon. Mercedes, Lamborghini, we dragging. On the interstate, 15 to Vegas. We drunk and we niggas. They pay us, we play us.
The makers of a man, we planted the whole seed. Rooted out the ground, we found the whole tree. Now we sit crown and wrap around the beat. Shout out to the homies that came in before me. We laid the foundation, now we able to see. Homie, I'm a G with a O in the front. 16 switches, 2 gates, 4 pumps. Humps in the trunk, bumping underground punk. I'm an underground legend, ain't no question, I'm the one. Self-made, so I hustle and I motivate. In the 10th grade, had an old school 88. In the 11th, had a 7-deuce coupe. Glass out Chevy in the game, real heavy. Already, I was living under street life. Only 15, homie, living that street life. It's like a natural cause, it's the effect. In the city, fascination that draws us to the set. On the set, I'm a rep to the fullest. Change the game, no, cause ain't no names on the bullet. I'm too blessed to be stressed, so I gotta speak truth to the youth to solidify my rep. Better yet, I'ma do it for the coast. California love part 4, let's make a toast. From South Central to the Southern Carolina, on the street lights is where you'll find us. Yeah.
I'm trying to live my life and just survive.
It's King MC. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsor BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Much respect.
Easy to spot me like a little Yachty Red, ambient light. Illuminate the big body, bro. Hand me a Sprite. Nah, fuck it, I'll climb me. Had to rise from the grave, but ain't a nigga out climbing. Take it to trial and beat all charges. Pull up a Ferrari at Ball Hard. Watching me take this shit way far. Now they can tell I was way smart.
Give them good days. This life, you got good things about it too. And now we push for the red. Got the whole world saying about you. And you can't stop. Oh no, you can't stop, no. Oh no, you can't stop, no. All that pressure, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the part like we do.
Whoa. Yeah.
They don't know the part like we do.
Too many years out here, nigga. 7 days a week.
They don't know the part like we do.
Police raids, shootouts, the wars. I hate you.
They don't know the part like we do.
10 toes down, nigga, we got this. Yeah. Nah.
Authentic ain't the word, I'm on 63rd. Between Brian Hurst and Vic, while them killers work. Burgundy your curb, burgundy your curb. Hit the gas and swerve, hit the gas and swerve. When it's time to purge, I can send the word. But I don't send them, I go with them, cause I'm risk averse. And this shit, realer than life. When you raised so fucked up, you start feeling it's right. When you seen so much death, you start dealing with Christ. If you ever make it out, you give them different advice. Put my truth in this music, hope I'm giving them light. Just another flawed human trying to get this shit right. Love is strong passion, but resisting with pride. Too much honor in my heart to let that Mickey shit fly. 750 LI, count another 100,000 while I ride. Stonewall spirit guy like peanut butter on rye. Real shit, a nigga touching the sky. Every day I wake up, I refine. You see me drinking Alkaline. By any means, I gave you a design. I even titled it, put it on my corner to shine. Keep shit going every morning I try. Long as it's late model foreign, I'm fine. Lot of pain, don't expect me to cry. Lot of fail, still expect me to try. I'm from the gang, they expect me to die.
Just like you got good days, but you. Now we push more
red.
Got the whole world saying about you.
Y'all proud of
you. Stop. Oh no, you ain't stop, no. Oh no, you ain't stop, no. All that pressure, yeah, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the plot like,
yeah,
we do.
Westside.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Yeah.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Blueprint. Yeah.
They don't know the plot like we do.
Hustle.
We ain't had no cable, but what Kane was able to buy my mama groceries before she made the table. I seen niggas die over a conversation. Young with a gun, beating through life with no kind of patience. You can smell the murder while the kids playing. Enemies on top of enemies, the pigs haters. New Nina, open your chest up like Vic's Vapor. Ballin' in New York, they confusing me with a Knicks player. Burgundy your block, burgundy your block. We're serving smokers in the spot, so cuz I'll serve the cops. He ain't look like no police, he bought it by the piece. His daughter, I call her my niece, so she gon' always eat. I'm focused like Muhammad with a speed bag, ski mask. You ain't seeing faces when we need that. Arm and hand with powder in my fingernails. Got more stripes than a Adidas cell, I've seen the jail. Was eating tuna as I read my mail. Everywhere I go now, they feel me like they reading Braille. I might be a demon, I seen shit I never need to tell. Two guns up, Linux the King Park, two thumbs up. Beans and bleak, who want what? We was out surviving off of samples, homies died. Lit the block up, light a blunt with the candle. So fuck your code of ethics, we just showing progression. No, that tough shit out the window the minute you show your weapon. Harlem.
Life, you got good things about it too. And now we push for the red. Got the whole world saying about you. And you can't stop. Oh no, you can't stop, no. Oh no, you can't stop, no. All that pressure, but it can't defeat you. They don't know the plot like we do.
Westside Wednesdays radio show, the G Lou show, G Lou, Queen Jean, sponsored by BTP Media Group, OG Music, 93, Tweed, Indeed, Westside,
Spot's the original Ghetto Boy, and I'm rocking with the G Lou Show. Y'all know what it is. It is what it is. Ghetto Boy for life. Chip Ward finding Houston, Texas.
Dug a bone, yo, don't give him nothing but a microphone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not the E, you wanna make a bet. Remember this, lounge you in the danger zone. I figured you would, now leave me alone. You pick and you whisk on the four-leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
Pick up the mic, high, and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax attacks and seeds who tend to act ill. It's like a signal smack. Smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the baseline thumps a sucker empty on ride. Now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing, I'm not bound for sucking empty clean. I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage. I'm in the bottom of the state, I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess, and I yell checkmate. You know why I get Xania and Xania? Because of the PMD main. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Eric Sermon, not only from the women, but from the men. You know what? It feels good, my friend.
I'm the P double E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMT's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto, you have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. J spinning it has to be deaf to make you dance until there's no one left. Cause you a customer. When the box in action, I smell blood, no time for max and camouflage in the green. My back is arc, plus you in trouble cause it's after dark. My eyes closed like Steve Austin, I got you in the square. I will let you run, nah, that ain't fair. So I clear my vision so I can spot him, snatch him up by the neck. I said, I got him.
By now MCs, you're in over your head. My rhymes are hungry but they haven't been fed. The process of elimination's quite simple. Let you grow like a blackhead and pop you like a pimple. Slice you like lettuce, toss you like a salad. Revoke your MC license if your rhymes invalid. As we go on, suck an MC sound whacker. Like a parrot that Polly wants a cracker.
There was a rap contest, nothing we can handle. At a house that had the mics on the mantle. Looked at the DJ and said, may I? Lit it up like the 4th of July. Because I float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. No, I'm the E of EP. I have a strong point of view on the way things run. Just shut up and listen and learn, my son.
I'm draw that ass like bounty, the quicker picker up. I tell you up front, you're nothing but a sucker. The style we're using, no doubt, cope aesthetic. You try to bite and yet sound pathetic. Design my rhymes like a tailor, floating like a sailor. As the peak gets stronger, MC gets staler. Not bragging, I'm a faggot, surely not fagging. MC surrender, raise the flags and give up the titles, but the signs are vital. I keep the voice tuned at a slow and swift idol.
Are you a customer?
Get down, get down.
I need a man-mill sandwich, yes, I need manwich. I feel good now, it's time to do damage. I feel like battling, you know what I mean? Wanna rhyme one time to release the steam. When I got the mic, I get your mad like an actor. You know why I get over, I'm the master. I do a show pack, I then two is clamming up. Look for the microphone, then I jam it up.
You better see me jamming at New York Tech. You got one right, fella, you deserve a check. How did you know? You must have been jogging. How would you know? The places I be rocking. Don't follow me, fella. Every move that I make. I'm hostile now, so I give you a break. Research upon me, but don't go past the limit. Here's my card and on the back is my fan club digits.
There's two things to check out, the words that I'm saying. Plus listen to the good top playing. The boy is bad, the strings he's plucking. Fire rhyme after rhyme, watch MC ducking.
MC, it's the final countdown. You look tight, can you go the round? If you can, I'll slap your hands and give you credit. And if not, I turn around and say forget it.
People
may say that I'm a party pooper. That's not true, I'm a born out of pooper.
You a customer.
Maybe G,
you a customer.
Boy, Wayne.
Well, let's hear Brother Malik, to all the brothers on the G-Loop Show, the sister, and to all the brothers that are listening from Compton to Long Beach to watch everywhere, black people all over the earth. Stay up, never down. Keep your hand and your faith in God's hand and walk proudly as the elders did. Keep one thing in mind. The war that we have is between our ears. It ain't between your legs. Stay up. Peace.
The mayor of Compton, California, Westside.
G-Loop Show, only on the G-Loop Show. Check this out. I know I'll be playing this song right here sometimes, but I love this song right here. Rick. I got to do it. Westside Wednesday, it's the G-Loop Show. Queen King G-Loop. We here.
Yo, yo, this is Ed out of St. Pete, Florida, and I'm rocking with G. Lou Westside Wins. Holla.
Xavier Jordan.
This goes out to all the brothers and sisters. Lockdown. You got much love. From the Dog Pound and the LBC. Your baby is waiting for you to come home.
Turn your music up, grab your cup as you ride with the homie G Lou, tuning in to the West Side Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, you know how we do. Take me to the West Side, homie. Yeah, let's get this shit cracking.
Chevy's on doses,
giant medallions on gold nooses. I turn it up for a sip of your juices. Daddy ain't playing when he tell you I duck gooses. I won't force it, but I will induce it with no confusion. Get it triple exclusive, huh? Giant life, baby, let me introduce it. Rain on your struggles, wash away your excuses. Can't hesitate when my goal is to elevate mentally, spiritually, whatever come on the perfect plate. Team must, defeating fate and keeping faith. Boss macking, why touch when you can taste? Ain't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Why play tennis when we can get further as a team, huh? You my crutch, I'm your crutch, we won't fall. My stadium, my call, your ball.
I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way. Ain't gotta worry about nothing, baby. You got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right. Girl, I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way. Ain't gotta worry about nothing, baby. You got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right.
Baby, what you want, you can never ask for much. As far as me, your love and your laughter is enough. I got the candles lit and bubble bath in the tub, cause I love how it bring out the passion when we start from your forehead, cause every part deserves a kiss. Give it to your good until your body go through turbulence. Took a few losses to gain, but we was learning in. Now we on the same team balling, cause we done earned our wins, for real. Your place in my heart remain permanent. Forget about the haters in the hell that they burning in. His and hers, 6-4 Chevys, what we turning in. John life the way we live, they know who turn it is. Had to cleanse my spirit for sight to clear up. Had to use faith to condition and put the fear up. The thought of losing you made a G really tear up. Now it's time to hit my jeweler and step your gear up.
I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way. Ain't gotta worry about nothing, baby. You got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right. Girl, I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way. Ain't gotta worry about nothing, baby. You got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right. Oh, can a G talk to you? I really wanna know. Get along, get along. I know you ain't that type of girl that creep with just anybody. It's a once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime. Usually find a type of girl like you so hard to find. It happens once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime.
Girl, I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way.
Got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right. Girl, I just wanna keep a smile on your face. We can have it all, do it all our way. Ain't gotta worry about nothing, baby. You got a G in your life. Mother busters wasn't feeding you right. Oh, can a G talk to you?
Can a G talk to you?
Well, they doing it at the G Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that tweet Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gina. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church out, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G Lou Show Westside Radio. The 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America. Where they doing it at?
That part in that order. Westside Wednesday. We did it again real big. Check this out once again. Let me plug this. BTP Media Group, the media company of all media companies. Check them out. Jeff Kwan, BTP Media at IG. Look them up, whatever. Holler at the homie. He'll get you right. 93.3 FM is on. Tomorrow night it goes down to Showdown East versus West. You better have on your musical vest because it's going down. Spider D. OG Spider D. Harlem, Hollis, Queens. Tweed Cadillac, Harlem, California. It's going down. I'll be the referee. Make sure you're there or stay a square. Friday night, Flashback Fridays, Chill Rob G on the G Lou Show. Saturday, Hookah Conversations, Hookah Lounge. Sunday, OG Sundays, you already know. The lineup is crazy. Get in where you fit in. Queen Jean, I think we did it again. got to leave the people with. I don't know, Queen G, anything else we got to speak on or talk about or whatever?
You know, right after we had got through talking about COVID, something popped up, the emergency alert from Trump saying, like, how do we even have the nerve to say anything? Trying to convince everyone to go ahead and get the vaccine. I was like, wow. It's just crazy. Yeah. I wanted to just say something about the Grammys. You remember how the Grammys used to be? You know how the Grammys used to be? They used to be like a family show.
I didn't even catch it this year, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I know that their ratings were really low for people chiming in to watch it, but they was just ridiculous.
Well, it was ratchet.
It was ratchet
this year?
Ratchet is, oh, my goodness, ratchet.
Wow.
They had Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B on there on stage. It was.
Not with the WAP. They weren't doing the WAP.
It was just crazy, you know, real crazy. I said, oh, my goodness. I didn't watch it. I just happened to, you know, they play the previews back on some of these shows.
Right.
Talk shows.
Right.
They were showing it. But that's the main scene that everybody was showing, that one. And
They said she won some Grammys, too.
She won three Grammys. And she won one with Beyonce.
Wow.
And then Beyonce and her daughter won one. I was like, okay, you know, but yeah, it's ridiculous. And I just brought that up to say how TV has changed so much.
Right.
From when my mother was alive, when my grandmother was alive. It's just like, for me, I don't want to watch nothing but the crime shows. I don't want to watch anything else, you know.
Right.
Because the way it has changed so much. So seeing the Grammys was just, it was just crazy. Literally off the chain.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just wanted to touch on that. And then this thing with Dr. Dre in April. So it's not no longer. I know I feel like I'm gossiping, right? But it's out here. So
Go ahead.
Dr. Dre in April and how she tripped out on the show with Fizz and wanted to fight him and everything because he was talking back to his ex-girlfriend. I was like, this reality stuff is crazy. It's just crazy what's on TV now. So it's like you're going to learn to either go back to reading for me, I'd just rather watch the crime shows or even go on YouTube and watch the shows like with Javier and watch of our shows and all the other YouTubers that I follow. I'd rather watch that than watch TV, to be honest.
Right. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
I don't watch much TV myself. Just stuff I want to watch, you know, specific stuff like my Snowfall. I got to run back. I recorded it. I got to run that back. When I get some time. But again, everybody out there, just be safe, stay safe, stay protected, you know, the best way you can. And, you know, if you're going to get your vaccine shot, do it, like I said, under your terms or circumstances or why you want to do it, what you believe in, all that. You know, don't do it for no one else. But just either way, stay safe. If you got to stay in the house, stay protected, stay in the house or do what you got to do and come home. You know what I mean? And everybody out there who's suffering, from anything, COVID symptoms, sickness, any type of health issues, anything you got on your plate, you need help in, or you need some extra prayer, we got you over here. Prayers up. We're sending prayers to everybody out there going through whatever they're going through, whether it be struggle, whether it be heartache, heartbreak, you know what I mean, death, health, or even happiness. We want to say prayer. We want to be happy for the good times as well as the bad, you know. So everybody out there, our prayers are up to you. You know what I mean? Continue to have a great week. You know what I mean? Go at it head on, full force. You know what I mean? Stay committed to whatever you got going, whatever goals you set. Don't fall off. Stay committed. Stay the pace. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I mean? And everybody keep their head up. You know what I mean? Up high, your chest down all the way. Do 50 push-ups if you can. You know what I mean? Keep your faith right. You know what I mean? And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Make you weak.
Stay true to yourself. Yeah, and don't let
make
your mind.
Make you feel all right.
Yeah, and keep your mind cluttered free. Don't let your mind become a hoarding place. for negativity.
Yeah.
So keep it clutter free. That's
that
so
part.
Important. So important.
That part. That part.
So yeah. So peace and love, and you know, I can't wait until Sunday. I'm really looking forward to Sunday to be back on the air with Hank and Flossie.
Right.
Yeah. Looking forward to Sunday.
It's gonna be a stone cold groove. Make sure you're there. Until then, we'll see you Friday night, Thursday night, Tweet Cadillac, and on Saturday on YouTube, man. We out of here. Peace and love, y'all. Have a blessed evening and rest of your week. Peace.